Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Doug Ford's latest rules to fight the pandemic say don't leave home, except when you do leave home. But don't worry, there's lots to see without going outside. So this week I'm looking at two new movies and a TV series. There's three women in London operating a bakery, a Parisian thief who's a master of fakery, and a vengeful woman exposing predators by pretending to be drunk when she's actually wide awake-ery. Love, Sarah, directed by Eliza Schroeder. It's present-day London in Notting Hill before the pandemic. Sarah is a chef who comes from a family of very talented women. Her daughter, Clarissa, played by Shannon Tarbett, is a professional dancer, while her mother, Mimi, played by Celia Imrie, is a retired trapeze artist. She plans to open a gourmet bakery cafe with her best friend, Isabella, played by Shelley Kahn. They studied cooking together in Paris. But right after they secure the property, Sarah is killed in a bicycle accident and her whole family is in disarray. Depressed Clarissa can't dance anymore and her dancer boyfriend kicks her out of the apartment. Mimi was already estranged from Sarah before she died. And Isabella, without a real chef, is forced to go back to her office job. But the three manage to overcome their differences and open the cafe in Sarah's name. But where will they find a baker? In walks Matthew, played by Rupert Penry-Jones. He's a two-star Michelin chef who studied with Sarah and Isabella in Paris and slept with each of them. He's a notorious womanizer. Perhaps he's also Clarissa's birth father. And does he still carry a torch for Isabella? Love, Sarah is a charming, low-key drama about the joys and trepidations of running a business in honor of someone who died. It's full of vignettes about cooking and baking in a quaint and colorful neighborhood. There are also chances of romance for each of the three women. The plot is, well, threadbare, but the characters and the actors who portray them are quite endearing in that understated English way. Love, Sarah is a cute but inoffensive picture.
It's raining men.
Promising Young Woman, written and directed by Emerald Fennell. Cassandra, played by Carey Mulligan, is a promising young woman at med school with her best friend Mimi. They've been planning to be doctors since they were kids. But then something terrible happens. Mimi gets drunk at a party and is raped by another student. And the university sides with the man. Mimi commits suicide and a despondent Cassandra quits school, moves in with her parents, and drops out of life. All this happens before the movie starts. She works by day at a dead-end job while her nights are spent in a drunken stupor at tawdry pickup bars, going home with whatever guy asks her. But things aren't what they seem. Whenever her date inevitably throws himself on the seemingly drunken woman, she jumps into action to teach the predator a lesson. This secret heroine will never be a victim, but can she single-handedly avenge all the people who are to blame for Nina's suicide? And will she ever start living a normal life again? Promising Young Woman is a vengeance thriller full of shocks and surprises. Carey Mulligan is fantastic at Clarissa, a multi-leveled character who's both depressing and funny with a dark, deranged streak running through her. Bo Burnham plays a self-effacing nerd and potential boyfriend who challenges her theory that all men are douches. And comic relief is provided by people like Jennifer Coolidge as her mom and Laverne Cox as her boss. Promising Young Woman is shocking and deeply disturbing while also reassuringly moralistic. This movie keeps you guessing and your heart pounding till the very end. Lupin, Hassan Diop, played by Omar Sy, is a young boy who lives with his Senegalese father in a palatial estate in Paris. His dad's a chauffeur for the Pellegrinis, a very rich but ruthless family. He gives Hassan a book, the classic stories of Arsène Lupin, the eponymous gentleman thief and master of disguises, and tells him to read it carefully and learn from it. Lupin is an ingenious and conniving thief, but always the gentleman. They use the English word gentleman in this French drama. But when his father is arrested and blamed for stealing priceless jewels, Hassan is suddenly left alone, penniless, and orphaned. Luckily, an anonymous donor pays for his education at an elite academy. Years later, he emerges as the modern-day Lupin, reenacting his most audacious thefts and reaping its rewards. He's married now and has a teenage son, but when the jewels his father was accused of stealing reappear in an auction, he's determined to get the necklace, prove his father's innocence, and get revenge on Pellegrini, whom he blames for setting his dad up. But to do this, he must first outsmart the police, evade Pellegrini's hired killers, even while he continues to carry out his intricately planned heists. Lupin is a delightful new TV series full of capers and adventures, a new take on the classic character. It follows multiple subplots and plot strains, including the relationship with his wife and son, the various thefts he carries out, his war against the Pellegrinis, and the cat-and-mouse games he plays with the police. Omar Sy is wonderful as the main character, which is important because little screen time is given to all the other supporting actors, the buffoonish cops, the naive millionaires. They're mainly there just as foils for his exploits. Yes, it's an unbelievable fantasy, and yes, it's purely light entertainment, but I like it a lot. And after only 1 week and 5 episodes, it's already trending at number 1 in Canada. Lupin is now streaming on Netflix, and Love, Sarah and Promising Young Women both open today digitally and on video on demand. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.